Okay, well, Marlene just spoke about the nutrition, some of the nutrition information in our fast food facts report. I'm going to now talk about marketing to children and teens and what we've found has changed over the past 3 years. And I have no relationships to disclose. So in fast food facts, what we looked at both traditional media and digital media, television, advertising, spending, restaurant websites, ads on third-party websites like the banner ads you see at the top, social media and mobile marketing. We focused on 18 restaurants, which were the largest in sales and marketing, and we also looked at how companies target their marketing to children, teens, and Black and Hispanic youth. Top line is the fast food industry spends $4.6 billion in advertising every year. So this is what the media costs them. This was an 8% increase in 2012 versus 2009. And just to give this some context, you know, there's a lot of talk about how we have to market healthier fruits and vegetables. All advertisers in milk, bottled water, vegetables, fruit categories combined spent about $360 million. So there's a long way to go to make those two even. And McDonald's alone spent almost three times as much as those categories. This is what has happened in terms of TV advertising viewed by different age groups. You can see from 2008 to 2012, pretty much flat. There has not been a big overall change with the exception of adults who are seeing more ads in 2012. And so those are annual numbers. If you just look at the daily numbers, they're still pretty staggering. Children, both preschoolers and older children, see about three fast food ads on television every day, and teens see almost five ads per day. And again, not much change since 2008. Now, the food industry has promised to improve food marketing to children through the Children's Food and Beverage Advertising Initiative. There are two fast food restaurants that belong, McDonald's and Burger King, and they've both pledged that they will only advertise better-for-you choices to children under 12. So what does that mean? Well, if we look at the individual restaurants, we actually see that from 2009 to 2012, both McDonald's and Burger King have reduced their TV advertising to children who are 6 to 11 years old. And the Burger King numbers are especially impressive. Their ads have gone down about 50%. Now, the ads to teens and preschoolers has stayed fairly flat, and Subway has increased their advertising to children. And these four companies are responsible for about 60% of all the TV ads that kids see for fast food. On Spanish language TV, there's a bit of a different story. We actually have seen an 8% increase in Spanish language advertising for the past 3 years. And if you look at the preschooler line there, the orange line, you can see that that audience of children had the biggest increase in ads viewed. So Hispanic preschoolers saw 16% more fast food ads in 2011 than they did in 2012 than in 2009. And I think you saw the big decrease in Burger King advertising to kids. On Spanish language TV, their advertising increased by 76%. So they've transferred some of their spending to Spanish. And then another part of the company's pledges is that they will only promote healthier dietary choices on children's television. So we looked at the ads that were appearing on children's television. These are from McDonald's and Burger King ads. McDonald's has a whole line of ads now talking about farms and healthy eating and supposedly teaching kids about the importance of healthy eating. And Burger King, pretty much as we saw in 2009, their ads are focusing on their promotions. So this was a crown contest. But most of their ads do feature the promotions, whatever kids meal promotion they're doing, not the food. But we also found that there were also companies that were advertising regular menu items on children's television. So Subway footlong sandwiches, Wendy's was advertising Baconators and Frosties on children's television. Now, they don't belong to the Children's Food and Beverage Advertising Initiative, so they've made no promises about that. Another interesting or unfortunate thing that we found is that the vast majority of the ads that kids see are not for kids' meals. So even though there are healthier kids' meals around, 80% of the ads they see are for other menu items. And if you look at these numbers, the number of kids' meal ads is actually going down while the number of ads for other products is either staying flat or going up in the case of preschoolers. We also looked at websites, and there was some good news there. Several of the fast food websites that existed in 2009 that were targeting children no longer exist. Dairy Queen's site is the one on the left. McDonald's had this Ronald.com site, which was targeted to preschoolers, so that's no longer there. And overall, the number of children visiting fast food websites has decreased. These are the top four that they visit, so you can see those numbers are way down. But when we look at teens, who the industry defines as 12 years and older, three of those four websites had big increases in the number of teens visited. So what this means, for example, is that every month 300,000 different teens visit PizzaHut.com. There were also some declines in advertising on youth websites, so different websites that accept advertising that are focused on or that have a large youth audience. There were declines in ads viewed on those sites. Couple exceptions to that, though. McDonald's Happy Meals almost doubled their advertising on youth websites. So again, their TV advertising went down, their online advertising went up. KFC and Subway also had increases. And then this was just, I think, an interesting finding is that a lot of these, this advertising seems to be going to Facebook. So now a lot of the ads that used to be on youth sites are now appearing on Facebook. There is also advertising on kids' websites specifically, like Nick.com, Roblox.com, and there are about 25 million of those ads that appear every month for Happy Meals alone. That was the biggest advertiser on those sites. There are also regular menu ads on those sites, like, again, Wendy's is advertising, and even McDonald's is advertising McCafe beverages, Filet-O-Fish sandwiches, Chicken McBites on those kids' websites. Another huge change was the amount of social media that the companies are doing. We looked at Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and a little bit on Instagram. So there are some fast food restaurants now that are using Instagram to market to kids. These three restaurants are the biggest advertisers on social media. In fact, these Starbucks, McDonald's, and Subway rank in the top 12 of all corporate brands on Facebook. So they're not just food companies, but all corporate brands. Starbucks has 35 million likes. And what you see here are some examples of their Facebook posts. So these, if your child likes one of these media, social media sites, they see these ads, but then their friends also see them when they go to their pages. So the reach is really exponential. And then mobile apps. There's been a lot of research recently showing that kids are huge, huge users of mobile, and there's a lot of fast food restaurants on mobile. These are just a few examples of apps that you can download to design your pizza and order it. Burger King sends out these offers every day. You can sign up to get those. And actually, another interesting thing we found was that Burger King is advertising on mobile websites far more than anyone else. So that seems to be a new direction for them. And there are even mobile apps now for kids. So we saw a decline in advert games on the, you know, on the internet, but on mobile sites, they're there and kids are using them. These are McDonald's and Wendy's mobile apps. So in summary, the progress really is mixed. Most but not all of the ads on children's television meet CFBAI guidelines, but there are a lot of other ways that restaurants are reaching children now on other types of television, restaurant websites, third-party websites, social and mobile media. And there's also evidence that they're increasing their advertising to a slightly older audience of 12 to 17-year-olds. We think that restaurants should only be advertising healthy foods to children, and when we say children, we include 12 to 14-year-olds who are in middle school. And a lot of the ways that companies are advertising could be construed as unfair and deceptive, marketing to very young children, ads that promote the brand or promotions, not the food, hidden or disguised persuasive attempts like in social media or advert games, and advertising that happens outside of parents' awareness. So I just want to thank my co-authors, and thank you. And again, we have lots and lots of data on our website if you want to learn more.